Well, hello again. This is Reverend Caesar coming again into your homes and BBS Radio. It is always a pleasure to come to spread the good news to you. I wish I could be closer to you so that I can see you and touch you and talk with you. But you know, circumstances is a very great divider. But I have to make do with what I have and how I have to. It is always a joy to be here. I want to talk to you this evening about making decisions, about getting wisdom and getting wise. When you have wisdom, you can make sound decisions. And I want to talk to you for a short while on Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. And so we need more wisdom, both in our lives and in our world. Think how different our world would be if more people like you and me had, the knowledge of what is true or right, coupled with just judgment on the best way to act on that knowledge. If more of us exercise better discernment instead of following what the waves of passion are following through the culture at the moment, we could offer insights that will help stem the tide of foolishness that washes over everyone so often. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1, beginning, it said, the excellence of wisdom. It is excellent to get wisdom. It says, does not wisdom cry out? And understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill, beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city. At the entry of the door. To you, O man, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. You see, right here, chapter 8 shifts to wisdom. It says it is a hymn of praise about how wonderful wisdom is. So he said, does not wisdom cry out? Wisdom wants to reach everyone and therefore broadcast her message publicly. Unlike the immoral woman who uses privacy and deception to achieve her goals, wisdom's word can be trusted and her offers of grace are beneficial. Her words of truth contrast with the lies of wickedness. Wisdom definitely will deliver on her promises. She is not a tawdry tease. What wisdom offers is of inestimable worth, far more valuable than silver and gold. And so no gems or other desirable things may be compared with it. None. In verse 6 it says, listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come writings, for my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. This is deep. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Wisdom says, receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. And verse 12 says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil may be, and the perverseness mouth I hate. It means here, when he said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, it introduced the second section of the passage about the excellence of wisdom. Again, in this context, we see wisdom tied directly to the fear of the Lord. The offer of wisdom is held out only to those who fear God. And so coming to wisdom requires coming to God. And coming to God means turning away from all that God hates: evil, pride, arrogance, misbehavior, and perverseness, and perverse speech. Jesus said that the truth is found in him. Said the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine, he says. In verse 14, he says, counsel is mine and some wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and rulers decree justice. He said, powers and authority require the use of wisdom. This is one of its loftiest appeals. What's more, wisdom leads those who follow her to riches and honor. So these contrast directly with the shameful fate of the fool. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Yes, that is what it was saying. He says, the princes, the nobles, the judges, the power and authority requires the use of wisdom. By me, princes rule and nobles. You see, my fruit is better than gold. Yes, than fine gold. And my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth that I may fill their treasuries. The section of chapter 8 describes wisdom's role in the creation. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way. The Hebrew verb for possess can mean borrow. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his work of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was never an earth. I have been, said the Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way. The Hebrew verb for that, which means brought forth or created. Melchizedek used the same word to identify God as creator of the universe. God, who is ever wise, produced wisdom. God, who possesses all knowledge, brought forth knowledge. Wisdom has had a beginning only in the sense that God singled it out for special display at that time, in so far as it is one of God's perfection. It has always existed. The Bible said, wisdom is the principal thing. And therefore, get wisdom. And in all I get and get, understanding. In chapter, in verse 24, he says, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains, abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, the fields, or the primal dust of the earth. So, these verses provide part of the background of the New Testament for God singling out for special display at that time. It portrays of Christ as the divine word and as the wisdom of God. And he says, when he established the clouds above, and when he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters would not transgress its command, and when he marked out the foundations of the earth. So the master craftsman speaks of an artisan or of a darling child. Wisdom is a boat. With wisdom skills, God created the universe. A proper study of the universe is a progressive discovery of God's wisdom. He took delight in it. And so in wisdom, in her playful childlike exuberance, wisdom is a darling child. And her greatest joy comes in the fineness of the work of God, the sons of men. That's humankind. I tell you, if men have wisdom, it would be amazing to see how men with wisdom can operate in this given world that the Lord has given us. You see, wisdom is above any other thing that you may think that you might acquire. It all is proper to have wisdom in place so that you, when you can make this sound decision. Yes, always. He said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. Yeah, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. And God said, counsel is mine, and sound wisdom, I am understanding. I have strength, by me kings reign, and rulers decree judge justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, and all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently shall find. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold. And it says, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abound with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the field, or the primal dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, and when he assigned to the sea its limits so that the waters would not transgress his command. He says the term here is, now therefore listen to me, my children. This section is the epilogue of the hymn of praise. It calls everyone to listen. Wisdom offers blessings and life to those who heed her, but cursing and death to those who hate her. Wisdom's gracious invitation is more desirable than anything, and an invitation to a blessing. Now therefore listen to me diligently, children, he says, for blessing are those who keep my ways. Blessings come to those who keep God's ways. So a proper study of the universe is a progressive discovery of God's wisdom, which is a delight in our playfulness as a child and the sons of man, that is humankind. Get wisdom. It is the principal thing. Without wisdom, you'll be like a ship without a sail. No matter what you do, if you don't have wisdom, things go to cinders. And as in the first paragraph, we're saying that, think how different our world would be if more people like you and I had knowledge of what is true and right, which is going to be coupled with the just judgment on the best way to act on the knowledge. And therefore, if more of us exercise better judgment and discernment and discretion instead of following whatever the waves of passion are flooding through society and culture, we would make better men. Our world would be a better place to live. And with them, the tide of foolishness that washes over everyone. Get wisdom. Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? Wisdom takes a stand on the top of the hill. It stands up there and shout out to you, I am here, get me. Besides the way where departs me, she cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the door, to you. O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. He said, listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Again, wickedness is an abomination to my lips, and all the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing, nothing crooked or perverse is in them. For they are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Please, he is plain now, please receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. Nothing can be compared with wisdom. Nothing. And he said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. He said, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge and discretion. And so after that, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength, and by me and through me, kings reign, and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule, and nobles, and all the judges of the earth. And he says in verse 17, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness and in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. when there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields or the primal dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. And when he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limits, so that the waters would not transgress his commands, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, I was there. Then I was behind him as a master of craftsmen, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and my delight was with the Son of Man. Now therefore, please, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. And so wisdom has built her house. That is the way of wisdom. It has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent out her maidens. She cries out from the highest places of the city. Whoever is simple, let him turn in her. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding. He who corrects a scoffer get shame for himself, and he who rebukes a wicked man only harms himself. Do not correct a scoffer, lest he hates you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he be still wiser. Teach a wise man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added to you. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself, and if you scoff, you will bear it alone. He says, a foolish woman is clamorous She's simple and knows nothing, for she sits at the door of her house, on a seat by the highest places of the city. The blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my door. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul, and who all those who hate me love death. And so, Heavenly Father, I thank you for bringing me to the end of this good news. Father, I thank you for the message, and I thank you that you have availed yourself to me when I call upon you. I pray that somebody will come to know you as Lord and Savior. I pray that this message was a blessing to someone. And may the Lord have mercy upon you all. Have a blessed week. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed week. Goodbye.